country petite bourgeois tendencies of a neo-democratic...
Please, this is so unpleasing. Hand me that telephone. Hello? Front desk? Get me the new order right away. Right here, right now. You have only yourself to blame. If you put me, Bookflow owner Neil Coondoggy, under such monumental stress, submitting me, chair of the Downfrown Association, to the utter monstrosity, the sordid dealings of the endlessly squabbling left of extreme center movements, then, Professor Grotkin, you and I will both go down together.
I'd be happy to go downtown with you. In fact, I'd be honored if you'd put your slap-happy ass on the back seat of my Honda 350. We'll zip down there in two ticks of a term paper.
Don't trifle with me. Don't tickle me with your sickle hammer fantasies. I know which side of the bread my bacon is buttered on. Our moment of doom.
Did you call the new order, Mr. Coondoggy?
I certainly did. Tell this loose-lipped lefty what the new order is.
Oh, the new order. Cheese, olives, and garlic with frothy whipped topping.
That's it. You may glow now.
I may glow now?
You can glow and take these greenbacks.
Why, thank you. You're a generous councilman.
I still say that the post-apocalyptic neo-communistic Togliatti Italian school of socialism is far preferable.
Professor, will you for 1 second just shove it?
Shove it? Shavitsky? Yes. Whereas the pseudo-Bolshevik Shavitsky approach has been largely discredited.
What's the matter with you, you galloping greenhorn? Will you kindly Shavitsky your mouth? Take a deep breath of free enterprise air, and then kindly open your mouth to receive this tasteful product of the local pizza bakery.
Sure, I can do that.
Thank you. I usually enjoy a long moment of silence while partaking of these culinary offerings.
That must be so good. It looks so good.
Didn't I say you could leave?
Oh, I wouldn't want to do that.
Why not?
Not after you gave me all that money and told me to glow for you. Nobody's ever said that to me before. It's a strange request, but I kind of like it. Am I glowing enough?
What's she talking about?
I remember. You told her she could glow now.
I know I told her to glow, so why is she staying?
Mr. Coondoggy, do you have a vocal problem? Some obstruction in your mouth?
Only my tongue.
That must be it. And so the two welchers and squelchers of the middle right and the middle left munch on in silent rhetorical bliss in the inner sanctum of their city council office. Till eventually, I'll toss these spare pizza crusts into the basket. Hopefully it'll end up in the top heap in the garbage dumpster, and hopefully some hopeful homeless person will happen to discover these delicious bits of excess food.
What's that?
My trickle-down, pickle-down theory of ecological social justice.
Coming back to my theme, that every socialist dog would really like to be a selfish hog. Let's say that a certain red-tinged professor of such social antiquities as Marxism and the archaic philosophy of equal distribution of wealth, pardon my belch, let's say just such a professor, whittling away his worthless, valuable time on the preparation of pareal presentations, suddenly felt an insurmountable urge to dream the impossible dream, to join the unsinkable scheme. There might just be a way.
There might?
Let me tempt you, oh rosy-tinted one. Let me tempt you. Just say he discovered there was a consumer demand for these ancient 1950s exotic erotic paraphernalia of the lost cult of left-wing self-laceration. What would he do?
Well, I'm a professor. How would I know?
Oh, clueless one. What the nutty professor would do is he would call upon his wealthy fellow citizens who already own a downclown bookstore, would insinuate himself into the good graces of that established business genius, and would invite him to invest in the potential for an obscure mail-order bookstore specializing in socialist secret documents and Trotskyite trivia.
There's only one problem.
Let Cousin Neil handle it.
Mail order. It has a nasty sexist bias. I know it's well-intended, but my constituency includes several militant feminist groupings who would...
Please. What's your business sense? Get some top-notch lesbian activist who needs a job and put her in charge of the mail-order schmuck store. It'll be our little stratagem.
Maybe.
All things are possible, dear boy.
The trouble is, I'd have to make a profit.
No, you don't. You can run it as a 503 QC, A, B, and C, double-digit, never-fidget, triple-whammy non-profit on a shoestring. Or a not-for-profit.
Could I sneak in with a not-for-too-much profit?
That is a terrible business principle.
Why?
Because, dear boy, business dies unless it constantly expands and expands and expands.
Stop. stop, Mr. Coondoggy. You're so big, you're filling the room. There's no space left.
I can't breathe. It's this grotesque capitalist expansion. I'm really impressed.
Of course, it takes a full 45 minutes for the enormously inflated Dow Jones Industrial, as well as the enormously inflated entrepreneur, Neil Boondoggy, owner of the Down Clown Bookstore, to deflate to his more than adequate normal dimensions.
Ooh, did I imagine that?
All things are possible. Ah, here comes our fellow councilperson, Ms. Scintilla Malthus.
Are you two bozos? I'll start again. Are you two boys having a mutually intellectual, meeting of the minds? Assuming you have a mind between you.
Professor Mike, this is Scintilla Malthus, most likely our next mayor.
Glad to meet you, Scintillator.
Call me Scintilla, no need to be formal.
Chew gum? Here's some local squiggly spearmint, vintage 1982.
Try my new brand.
Thanks. Never tried that flavor before.
What flavor you got?
Latex. Boy, that's a new one. What flavor you get?
Chic. Pre-lubricated.
Oh, sounds good.
I think I'll pass.
Don't be naughty, boys.
Good soul. Just has to have her a little joke.
What does the Scintillator do around town?
I've never been able to find out. There's an urban legend about this chewing gum, though. Kids in my neighborhood swear that if they eat her chewing gum, they never get pregnant.
National Homeless Day.
And that was Homeless in Outer Space. And as you can hear, that's kind of more the finished product. Apparently, we started with more of the rough drafts.
Yeah. It got a better. We were on the right part of the tape there. Sorry, listeners.
So Nick, it's pretty much kind of waiting the final touches, sound effects, and so forth before you put this out.
No, it is done.
Already done. Okay.
Yeah.
And when will you be actually doing your initial opening night on this?
On this program?
Or we can do it on this program. How long is the?
Well, when do you think?
We can do it, assuming the station is still running. Next week would be a good time.
You want to do it weekend or Thursday?
Weekend is good. What's the running
you
time?
You have more time on Thursday. Well, you have more time on Sunday.
Yeah, for those who are listening, we're talking with Nick Whitehead, who's the playwright who wrote Homeless in Outer Space. He also did a previous production, which I thought was very successful, Home Sweet Homeless. Again, a kind of a political satire. This is a radio play. The other one was actually a full stage production that he was doing outside.
Well, it was in the parks.
And so how about next Sunday at, 10:30?
Yeah, good.
What time is that? How long is your production run?
Well, we're about halfway through part one.
So what's the whole running time?
The whole running time is 2 hours.
Well, what we could do is maybe we could do it one part one week and then one hour the next.
We should finish part one next Sunday, and then
pick
when
up.
When World War III really breaks out, we should play part two the following Sunday.
It'll be a real quick part two, I think.
Yeah.
Thank you, Nick, for
okay.
And please stay with us if you'd like to, be part of the commentary and the ongoing jamboree. I want to announce that Monday tomorrow, March 17th. At 12:15, Free Radio's Vinny Lombardo, the V-Man, will be hosting a show on the notorious KSCO, We Don't Mention Free Radio Here, AM 1080. And this is going to include Wade Hudson, a Boulder Creek man now in Baghdad with the Iraqi peace team, Charlie Richardson of Military Families Speak Out, and Eric Gustafson, a Gulf War vet and Iraqi expert. If you want to call into this show, it's a standard KSCO call-in number. It's at 479-1080. Or 477-1340. And another quick announcement, people in Santa Cruz County will be holding a candlelight vigils today, part of international action to oppose the war. Santa Cruz vigils will begin, as you've heard before, but I'll repeat, 7 p.m. at the Santa Cruz Clock Tower, Lighthouse on West Cliff, Capitol Esplanade, in the corner of Mill Street and Highway 9 in Ben Lomond. Bring a candle.
And they better be 3,000 people, at least at the town clock, because I see 3,000 precision-guided missiles are intended to be used in the first 48 hours of any upcoming war.
U.S. Operation Shock and Awe, as Celia Scott revealed it at the town hall meeting, the one that Mayor Emily Riley refused to act on any of their resolutions of any significance. That was, we may recall that one last month. We were going to have another town hall meeting on March 19th, but Emily Riley canceled that because, as you can see, there is no cause for alarm. or perhaps it's the we can't do anything, or is it the Keith Sugars, we don't have the votes? I'm not sure, whatever you want to call it. Anyway, or perhaps it's cover Sam Farr's ass at all costs. In any case, the vigil should be beginning again, probably 5 o'clock downtown at Jamba Juice, that's, or perhaps under the eaves of the post office. And that assumes, of course, that we there isn't some larger vigil going on, perhaps, at the town clock. One would hope that hundreds and hundreds of people will show up and stay out overnight, urging no war and staying there until the war stops, regardless of the fact that the police will tell you, you can't sleep here, you can't set up a tent here, you can't have a candle here, you can't have a table here, or whatever.